Imagine opening your inbox on a Tuesday morning. And sitting right there at the top is this incredibly polite email from like an absolute dream client.
Oh, you know, usually that's the best feeling in the world.
Usually, right. But let's say it's a massive commercial litigation matter, or maybe, a complex personal injury case that is perfectly in your wheelhouse.
The kind of case that basically makes your entire quarter.
Exactly. The kind of case that defines a quarter. So the prospect is writing to let you know that they did their research, they were incredibly impressed by your background, and they actually almost called you.
Oh man, I hear the butt coming.
Yeah, there was a massive but here because they ended up going with the firm down the street. And why? Because an AI search tool recommended them, and they just felt really comfortable with that firm's online videos. They just, thought you'd appreciate the feedback.
That is just brutal, especially because, I mean, you definitely know the firm they're talking about, right?
Oh, you know exactly who they are. You've probably cleaned up their legal messes in the past. You'd beyond a shadow of a doubt that you were the better advocate.
Without question.
Right. And yet they just took your six-figure case without even a fight.
And that is exactly the reality we're looking at today, because it really represents the ultimate frustration for any highly skilled attorney. I mean, it goes against every single thing you are conditioned to believe about how a legal career is supposed to function.
It really
You know,
does.
you put in the grueling hours, you secure the landmark results, but somehow the attorney who barely even knows the rules of evidence is the one with the line out the door.
Yeah, and that's why we're dedicating this deep dive to completely deconstructing that exact disconnect. We are drawing from a really fascinating article that was published on the Forward Push Law Firm Marketing website.
Yeah, it's such a great breakdown.
It really is. And our mission today is to unpack what they call the invisible excellence problem. We want to explore the mechanics behind why being the absolute best attorney in your market means, frankly, absolutely nothing if you aren't visible.
Right, because visibility is the whole game now.
Exactly. So we're going to look under the hood of how AI is fundamentally rewriting the psychology of client behavior and what building a genuine marketing infrastructure actually requires in this new landscape.
You know, the tension here really starts on the very first day of law school, honestly. If you think about what legal education prioritizes, it's a system built entirely around merit and correctness.
Oh, totally.
You're taught civil procedure, the nuances of case law, the art of drafting an ironclad appellate brief, and the entire pedagogy basically has this silent assumption baked right into it.
Which is what
The idea
it
that quality is a magnet. You know, if you just do excellent work, the market, whether that's judges or peers or clients, they will naturally recognize that excellence and reward you with business.
And see, that assumption is probably the most dangerous trap in the modern legal profession.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, in a vacuum, yes, quality obviously matters.
Right.
But we don't live in a vacuum. We live in this crazy attention economy
Yeah.
that is increasingly, mediated by algorithms. You can be the most brilliant legal mind in your jurisdiction, but if your excellence is completely invisible to the systems that people use to find answers,
You're basically a ghost.
exactly. You're just running a very impressive, very private club. Like, I think the Forward Push article compared it to a Michelin star chef who's cooking in a locked basement.
Yeah, cooking a perfect meal that literally no one can eat.
But, to play devil's advocate for a second, hasn't word of mouth always been enough for the best attorneys? Like, historically, attorneys relied on a very different set of visibility markers,
They
right?
did, yeah.
Like, the sign on the door used to be your reputation in the local bar association, or, the conversations happening at the country club, or maybe a full-page ad in the yellow pages. Yeah, but the reality of modern search has completely obliterated those old models. We really have to talk about that modern search experience because the source material paints this incredibly vivid picture of what a prospective client actually goes through today. It's essentially a gauntlet.
It really is. I mean, it used to be that the goal was just ranking number one in those organic blue links on Google. If you had that, you had the cases.
Right.
But if you pull out your phone today and just search for a lawyer in your city, what do you actually see before you even get to those organic links?
It's an overwhelming amount of visual noise.
So much noise. First, you're hit with this massive screen-filling AI overview, Google's search generative experience, which just synthesizes an answer for you right there.
It completely takes over the screen.
And if you scroll past that, you hit the local services ads, the ones with the little Google screen check marks. keep scrolling, and you hit the traditional pay-per-click sponsored links. Below that is the Google Map Pack showing local firm locations and star ratings.
And it doesn't stop there.
No. Below that is the People Also Ask drop-down section. I mean, a user has to scroll through 3 or 4 completely distinct ecosystems of information just to find the first organic website link.
And honestly, the cognitive load of that is exhausting for consumers.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, a consumer who is stressed out because they're facing a lawsuit or a messy divorce.
They don't have the patience for it.
Exactly. So what's happening? People are simply opting out of the obstacle course. They are bypassing traditional search engines entirely. A rapidly growing share of these high-value legal prospects are opening up generative AI tools like ChatGPT, Perplexity, Gemini, and they're treating them like a trusted advisor.
Right.
They'll just type in, like, my business partner is trying to freeze me out of our company accounts. Who is the most aggressive commercial litigation attorney in my city?
Which is a wildly different prompt than just searching lawyer near me.
Right. And that brings us to the actual mechanics of how those AI models formulate a response. This is where the invisible excellence problem becomes truly fatal. Because when that prospect asks Perplexity for the best litigator, that AI does not have some magical objective understanding of legal skill.
No, of course not.
It doesn't read your sealed trial transcripts. It has no idea that you pulled off a brilliant cross-examination last Tuesday. It only knows what it can ingest, read, and weigh based on its training data and, you know, real-time scraping.
So how do we visualize this? Because I feel like it gets bogged down in marketing jargon pretty quickly.
Yeah, let's step away from the jargon. Imagine the AI as a hyper-efficient, highly literal archivist. And this archivist's job is to assemble a briefing binder for the client.
Okay, I'm with you.
But this archivist is working in a pitch black room. They cannot look at the documents inside the folders to judge their quality. They can only feel the braille stamped on the outside of the folders.
Oh, wow. That makes so much sense.
Right. In the digital world, that braille is called structured data. It's the schema markup on your website, the digital tagging that explicitly tells a machine, hey, this is a law firm, this is the specific attorney, this is their exact specialty, and here are 300 verified client reviews.
That is such a perfect way to look at it, because if your law firm's website is just, you know, plain text, like a biography you wrote 5 years ago in a simple contact form, that folder is completely smooth.
Completely smooth.
So the archivist feels nothing, passes right over your folder, and grabs the heavily textured folder of your mediocre competitor.
Yep.
And the competitor hasn't even tricked the system. They've simply formatted their digital presence in a language the machine can actually read and trust. They basically provided the braille.
Provided the braille. And, you know, I can hear a significant portion of our listeners right now, particularly established attorneys who are maybe hovering around that $500,000 or $1 million revenue mark. They're listening to this and thinking, look, I don't need to worry about AI archivists or structured data. I have a 20-year career.
My referral network takes care of me.
Exactly. I do good work and my colleagues feed me cases.
And that reliance on the traditional referral network is perhaps the second most dangerous trap right now. Largely due to this massive generational shift happening in the decision-making seats.
It's huge.
Right. The professionals who built those robust referral networks with you over the last 2 decades, the senior partners at other firms, the established general counsels, the veteran business owners, they are aging out. They're retiring, selling their practices, or just stepping back.
And you have to look at who is actually replacing them. The source text gives this really great example of a newly hired 45-year-old in-house counsel. When that person steps into their role, they do not inherit the 20 years of trust and the shared golf rounds that the outgoing GC had with you.
Not at all.
When a matter crosses their desk that needs to be referred out to local counsel, they aren't relying on a static Rolodex.
No, they behave completely differently. I mean, they might get your name as a suggestion from a retiring partner, sure, but they are going to verify it using the exact same digital signals they use to, like, buy a car or book a vacation.
Yes.
They're plugging your name, along with maybe two of your competitors, into an AI tool and prompting it to compare your public track records, client sentiment, and just overall digital authority.
And if the AI comes back and says, I couldn't find much recent structured information on Attorney A, but Attorney B has extensive published resources on this exact legal issue, well, that referral is dead on arrival.
It's gone.
Gone. And the truly terrifying part for the established attorney is that this referral pipeline, it doesn't snap shut overnight. It isn't a loud alarm bell. It's a silent drought.
A silent drought. That's a scary thought.
It really is. It dries up slowly, quietly, quarter by quarter. You look at your books in January and think, okay, revenue is holding steady, we are fine.
Yeah.
But the underlying water pressure is dropping. The younger generation is routing cases elsewhere. And by the time you finally sit at your desk, look at a silent phone, and realize you have a systemic problem, that less skilled competitor has a multi-year head start on building their digital authority.
So we really need to look closely at what that competitor has actually been building during that multi-year head start, because the question is always, how exactly is this mediocre attorney getting the AI to recommend them over you?
Right.
We established that it's about providing the right signals, you know, authority and credibility, but what does that actually look like in practice?
Well, hold on. I want to push back on this just a little before we dive into their playbook.
Yeah.
Because when we talk about building massive digital authority, structured data, constant visibility, mm-hmm. a lot of boutique firm owners are going to say, look, I am a solo practitioner. I have two paralegals. I do not have a $50,000 a month marketing budget.
Yeah, it sounds expensive.
Right. It sounds like an arms race that only the giant billboard firms can win. Is this really just a game of who can spend the most brute force capital on advertising?
No, and that is actually the beauty of this technological shift. It absolutely levels the playing field. Because generative AI does not care how much you spent on a highway billboard, and it really doesn't care about your television ad buy.
It doesn't watch TV.
Exactly. It cares about topical relevance, information depth, and digital consensus. A boutique firm can completely outmaneuver a massive firm if they just build a smarter infrastructure.
Okay, so let's walk through that infrastructure. What is the mediocre competitor doing that is generating so much digital consensus?
Well, it starts with how they handle the end of a case. We all know reviews are important, but
yeah.
The inferior attorney might have 300 Google reviews while you only have 20.
And they aren't getting those reviews because they're a better lawyer.
No, they definitely don't have 300 reviews because their clients are happier. They have them because they remove the human bottleneck. They aren't sitting there handwriting an email asking for a favor. They have an automated CRM trigger. The moment a matter is marked closed in their case management software, a polite automated text message goes straight to the client's phone with a direct link to leave a review.
And why does that matter so much to the AI? It isn't just about the star rating, is it?
No, it's about review velocity and sentiment analysis. AI language models are constantly scraping local business profiles. So when a prospect asks a tool like Gemini, hey, is this lawyer responsive and aggressive in court? Gemini doesn't just look at the 4.8 stars.
Right.
It literally reads the adjectives used by the clients in those 300 reviews. It synthesizes the sentiment. If your 20 reviews are from 5 years ago, the AI just considers your data stale and unreliable.
That makes a lot of sense. And then we have to look at the content they're publishing because, you know, a lot of lawyers think content just means a page on their website that says, I handle breach of contract. Call me for a free consultation.
Yeah, that's not going to cut it anymore.
Not at all. The competitor's playbook is much deeper than that. They have dozens, maybe hundreds, of highly specific pages answering the exact nuanced questions their ideal clients are typing into a search bar at 11 o'clock at night. You know, at the point of maximum anxiety.
And that is exactly how you feed the AI's need for authority. These are what we call long tail queries. So instead of just trying to rank for Chicago business lawyer, the competitor has a structured page detailing how to secure an emergency injunction against a business partner in Cook County.
That is so specific.
Yes. When the AI is asked that specific question, it scans the web, finds the competitor's highly relevant, perfectly tagged page, and uses it to construct the answer, explicitly citing the competitor as the authoritative source.
And the most powerful node in this entire network of authority is the video component. This competitor isn't just relying on text. They have a consistent video presence. Maybe it's a series of 20-minute deep dive videos on YouTube where they just sit in front of a camera and explain the timeline of a typical civil lawsuit. Ooh. Or, you know, how they prepare for a deposition.
The psychology of that is just profound for a consumer. I mean, think about it. A stranger is sitting on their couch, incredibly anxious about their legal exposure. They watch this attorney speak for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
They hear their tone of voice, they see their mannerisms, they see exactly how they explain complex concepts. By the time that prospect finally picks up the phone, the friction is totally gone. They already feel like they have a working relationship with this attorney.
The trust is established before the initial consultation even begins.
Exactly. And furthermore, search algorithms automatically transcribe those videos, which instantly adds massive amounts of relevant authoritative text to the firm's digital knowledge graph.
We also have to factor in the citations, right?
Yeah.
What the tech world calls off-page signals. This competitor is getting mentioned by the local bar association blog. They're quoted as a source in local news articles. They ensure their firm is listed accurately in every single relevant legal and business directory.
Oh, absolutely.
Every single one of those mentions is a digital breadcrumb. When an AI model scrapes the web to verify if this lawyer is legitimate, it finds a consistent, overwhelming consensus across dozens of different domains that this person is an active practicing authority.
Right. Now, compare that highly textured, data-rich dossier to the digital footprint of the excellent attorney described in the Forward Push article.
It's night and day.
It really is. You are absolutely brilliant in the courtroom. You win impossible cases. But your website hasn't been updated since 2023. You have a handful of reviews. You have zero video presence. You have no structured content answering specific legal questions.
You're a ghost.
You are literally a ghost. When the AI tool attempts to synthesize a confident recommendation for a high-value prospect, it simply cannot find enough verifiable, structured data to feel secure putting your name in the output.
So the inferior Tony gets the recommendation.
Exactly. And the truly painful part is that you still get the incredible case results, but only for the tiny fraction of cases that manage to stumble blindly into your office through that aging referral network we talked about.
And that right there is the invisible excellence problem, perfectly defined. You possess excellence, but it remains a private achievement. And a private achievement cannot scale a law firm.
No, it can't.
So how do we solve this? The answer the source material provides is critical. And it really requires a fundamental shift in mindset, because the solution is not trying harder.
Trying harder is the fastest path to burnout.
Oh, absolutely.
You cannot just decide, I'm going to force myself to post on LinkedIn 3 times a week and write a blog post every Sunday. You are a lawyer. Your time is incredibly valuable, and it's already constrained. The actual solution is building what Forward Push calls a true marketing infrastructure.
And the defining characteristic of an infrastructure is that it runs whether you're actively managing it or not. It's an integrated ecosystem where every single piece reinforces the other. Let's look at what that actually means, practically speaking.
Let's do it.
It starts with capture. Think about that anxious prospect searching for answers at 9 o'clock at night. They finally find your site. If your infrastructure is just a contact form and a voicemail box that says your office hours are 9 to 5, that prospect is bouncing back to the search results to find someone who will talk to them right now.
Right, because they are in panic mode.
Exactly.
A real infrastructure deploys an AI voice agent ready to answer the phone 24 hours a day. It sounds human, it captures the lead's information professionally, it intakes the basic facts of the case, and it makes the caller feel heard and secured immediately.
That's a game changer.
It really is. It can even book a morning consultation directly on your calendar while you sleep. And you also have conversational AI built into the website, engaging that late-night visitor, answering their preliminary questions based on your firm's custom knowledge base, and securing their contact details.
So that system captures the demand. But you also need a system to continuously generate the authority we talked about without exhausting the attorney. You do this through batch filming.
Oh, batch filming is brilliant.
It is. The attorney blocks out 2 hours, maybe once a quarter. They sit down in their office and they just film a dozen short videos answering the most common questions their clients ask. The marketing infrastructure then takes that raw material, edits it, optimizes it, and drips it out across YouTube, the firm's website, and social channels week after week.
And then the infrastructure transcribes those videos into compounding blog content. It automatically triggers the review requests we discussed earlier. It continually updates the firm's schema markup.
The attorney basically just provides the raw intellectual property during that 2-hour session.
Exactly. And the machine turns it into a web of structured data that feeds the AI search engines.
And here is the ultimate payoff.
Mm-hmm.
This is how you close the loop on this entire problem. When you build this infrastructure, it does not replace your precious referral network. It supercharges it.
Yes. Because think back to that 45-year-old in-house counsel. Let's say your referral network works perfectly and a colleague explicitly tells them you need to hire this specific attorney. They're the best in the city. As we establish, the very first thing they do is search for your name.
They verify.
Right. They verify.
If you have no infrastructure, they might second guess the colleague's recommendation. They might think, are they really the best? They only have 12 reviews and a broken website.
Which creates friction.
Right.
Yeah.
But if you have this system running in the background, they search for you, and what do they see? They see hundreds of glowing recent reviews. They see a library of deep, authoritative video content where you are eloquently explaining the exact legal issue they are facing.
They see an AI overview that cites you as a primary authority in your jurisdiction.
Exactly. The digital presence instantly and overwhelmingly validates the human referral. All the friction just disappears. The prospect goes from, well, I should probably interview this person, to, I absolutely have to hire this firm, and I really hope they have the bandwidth to take my case.
They convert instantly.
Instantly. The entire dynamic reverses. That inferior competitor who used to steal your cases. When prospects inevitably compare the two of you side by side online, the competitor suddenly looks like the less credible, riskier option.
So your excellence, which was previously locked in the basement, is suddenly illuminated and visible to the machines and the humans making the decisions.
That's beautifully put. The gap between you and the attorney down the street who is eating your market share is not a gap in legal talent. It is purely a gap in marketing infrastructure. You have to stop acting solely as a practitioner and start acting as the architect of your digital footprint.
It is a profound shift. I mean, it's a tough pill to swallow, but the market no longer assumes quality. You have to prove it in a language the algorithms understand.
You do. And before we wrap up today, I want to leave you with a final thought to ponder. Something that builds on this trajectory, but looks just a little bit further down the road.
Oh, like where this is going.
Right now, as we've discussed, AI tools are acting as the gatekeepers for your clients, based almost entirely on your digital footprint, your reviews, your videos, your structured website data. They are synthesizing what you and your clients say about your firm. But if AI models are already capable of doing that, what happens to the legal profession when these models take the inevitable next step?
Wait, what happens when they stop relying on your marketing and start looking at the primary sources?
Exactly. What happens when Perplexity or Gemini starts cross-referencing your firm's marketing claims with the actual public records of your case outcomes?
Oh, wow.
Right. When a client asks, who is the best litigator? And the AI can instantly analyze every brief you've ever filed in the federal docket, calculate your exact win-loss ratio, analyze the average size of your publicly recorded settlements, and compare your actual track record against the lawyer down the street.
That changes the definition of visibility entirely.
It does, because eventually the AI will not just know what the sign on your door says. It will know exactly what you are cooking in the kitchen, and it will tell everyone if it's actually any good.
That is wild to think about.
It's coming. The question is, will your infrastructure be strong enough and your actual excellence visible enough to thrive in an era of total unavoidable transparency? Build your infrastructure now. Make your invisible excellence visible today so you are ready for tomorrow. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We will catch you next time.